This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So earlier today, I was talking with Jordan and Paul, and the question was, is hockey a money sport? And Paul said, no, he didn't think so. And Jordana said, yes, it is. She said, we didn't have hockey in New Jersey public schools because it would cost too much. And then they asked me that question. And I said, without question, hockey is a money sport. Now, you might not have to have a lot of money to play hockey, meaning somebody else may pay it for you if there's grants and things like that available. But make no mistake, hockey's a money sport, and so are many of the sports. And when we say money sports, you got to define that. Here's what it means. It means to compete at the highest level, you have to have money. You have to have some money. And so you eliminate right off the top. I've been seeing this for years, folks, and studying it for years. In certain sports, you eliminate about 50% of your competition because they're just as athletic, they're just as good as you are, they just don't have the same access that you have to personal trainers, to ice time, to pool time, to tennis time, whatever it is. And so those people are never going to be able to catch up to the others because of money. And we want to live in denial about this. So we come up with programs and we say, you know, donate your skates to hockey equipment donated here. And then they in the inner city, now they can play hockey. And you're right. They can play hockey. You don't have to have a ton of money to play hockey because they can find ice time. They can play. But there ain't no way they can catch up to the kids in the suburbs who have personal trainers and this and that. And it's not that they're not as athletic or it wouldn't be as good a hockey players. It's that they don't have enough money. And so sometimes we get confused. We say, well, yeah, they have a program there. Yeah, they have a program, but they don't have enough money to get good in the off season. They don't have enough money. This is one of those idealism kind of things that's always kind of bothered me because there's really not a lot you can do about it. And if I think my kid can benefit because I pay more money to somebody and I think it would be a big benefit to him, I'll pay it. So I'd be just as guilty, I guess. But in the big scheme, in the grand scheme and the way you think, you want to believe that everybody has a fair shot to do whatever they want through our public school systems and through everything else. And the truth is they don't. They flat out, maybe if they've got unbelievable ability, somebody will come in and maybe get them to the right school and get them the right training. But you can't count on that. Nor does anybody know because you don't have time to flourish at a young age. And by the time you figure out you like that sport, you haven't got access to the money that you need to be good. And what concerns me a little bit is it used to be just a few sports that I would put under that umbrella or that category that you had to have money to be good at. Hockey, certainly there. Golf, tennis, to an extent swimming because you got to get pool time, depending on what that takes. But now I'm starting to see it seep into things like baseball. Now, baseball should be go play on the sand lot until you're a certain age, and then whoever gets to be good and has a good arm and has good hand-eye kind of gets to develop. But now you've got these showcase teams and everything else that play year-round. And God, it's great that we have indoor facilities so that kids can keep up throughout the country with other schools. But you got to have money to go get those lessons. You got to have somebody that'll drive you there. You got to have somebody that'll take a deep enough interest in you to get you there and pay for it. And, to an extent, basketball is the one that – basketball and football stand out in track as the least affected because there's so much natural ability that you lean on to be good in basketball, quickness, things like that. But it's still a money sport because these kids that have money are going to get every opportunity to be good. The good news is about basketball is you don't need a lot to go out and play. And if you love it, somebody will see that and hopefully develop you along the way. Football is still, you can develop yourself. You don't need a lot of, you know, if you got some weights that you can lift, you can become, and you're willing to work at it, you can become a pretty good football player because there's so many different positions and slots that you can fit. And sometimes, you know, even those people that spend a lot of money, like to develop a quarterback in football, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work because there's so many things that are instinctive and God-given and things that, you know, your compete factor and what level you'll go to win and how tough are you. And you can't buy those things. You can't buy a kid coming around the corner and saying, I'm going to take on the outside linebacker and I'm going to knock him over. You can't buy that. That's a mindset and a toughness that has nothing to do with money. And that's a great thing about some sports that are still left out there as sacred. But the truth is, you know, you look at hockey in Minnesota, you're competing with about, what, six teams you can figure on, you have a chance to win a state championship. That's about it. And the other part of it is the good coaches are going to gravitate to where the money is. Because then they can have camps and they can make money on the camps in the off season, and they know their parents will pay it. So it's hard to, once this gets out, it's hard to catch up to again because everything's been set in motion. You know, the western suburbs, to the extent the south suburbs, some of the eastern suburbs, the private schools, they're going to be at the top of the list, and that ain't changing anytime soon. The private schools and those public schools are the ones that are going to benefit. And you can pretend. You can pretend every once in a while somebody will go on and run. They'll do some great things. Yeah, for sure, that happens once in a while. But sad but true, a lot of the high school sports and the success that comes from it is determined by money and how much money you got in that school district. The Hendrickson Foundation is the opposite of that. They're trying to do the opposite of that. They're trying to give people as many opportunities as they can by raising money. By finding a way that kids that want to participate can in sled hockey for disabilities and everything else. Larry Hendrickson, the late Larry Hendrickson, who was a friend of mine, was absolutely got the biggest smile on his face, bigger than anyone that he got from coaching or anything else, when he got to see those kids turn the light switch on and do something special. And he's gone, but his legacy lives on. We'll visit with his son when we come back. Sports to the Max on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.